Okay, we're on the air. Let me go ahead and call us back into order. We are on general order day two. First bill is bill number ONCA 1837, an act to amend ONCA 16-125 to modify an appropriation to reassign $400,000 from improvements to the legislative branch offices in downtown Pawhuska to the construction and construction-related costs of a building for the Osage Nation Legislative Branch and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Tillman. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Okay, seeing none. Next is bill number ONCA 1838, an act to modify an appropriation to reassign $500,000 appropriated to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund from remediation of the 100 West Main Building to construction and construction-related costs of a building for the Osage Nation Legislative Branch and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Tillman. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Okay, seeing none. Next is ONCA 1842. An act to authorize and appropriate $744,551 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for the listed capital asset and improvement projects and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Pratt.
I was sitting here looking at 1855. My apologies. I would request, I make a motion to hold ONCA 1842 on general order day two.
Second.
To tomorrow's agenda?
To tomorrow's agenda.
Tomorrow's agenda. Okay, this is a rule suspension. There's no discussion. The motion was seconded by Congresswoman Lemon. All those in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, ONCA 1842 will appear on tomorrow's agenda on general order day two. Next is bill number ONCA 1848, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $74,365,348 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have an amendment, amendment one, page 92, lines 4186, insert the following additional new section. Section 94, Skyway 36, the Osage Nation Congress authorizes and appropriates the sum of $12,006 to Skyway 36 from the general fund and the treasury listed in the table below. The table is total revenue and its total expenditures.
Okay, then. We have a motion to amend. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Congressman Maker. Okay, Congresswoman Lemon.
I have another amendment. Amendment number two to 1848, page 108, lines 49 and a half. In the professional fees line, strike 10,000 and insert 20,000.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I have four amendments. Amendment one is page 31, line 1380, insert the following additional new section. Section 33, family violence. Osage Nation Congress authorizes and appropriates the sum of $1,064,996 for family violence from the general fund and the treasury as listed in the table below. It's non-tribal revenue of $1,064,996, and all of the administrative expenses and non-administrative expenses follow below the table. That was my first amendment.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. Carry on.
Second amendment is page 75, line 3404, insert the following new additional section. Section 77, ONCC Tribal Opioid Response Program. The Osage Nation Congress authorizes and appropriates a sum of $139,265 to the Osage Nation Counseling Center Tribal Opioid Response from the general fund and the treasury listed in the table below. The table below is non-tribal revenue of $139,265 and all the coordinating expenses below is on the table.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
And then my third amendment. Well, it says amendment one, but it's amendment three, really. Page 103, lines 4716, in occupancy, strike $800,000 and insert $100,000. Page 103, line 4723 and a half, in other, strike $250,000 and insert $950,000.
Second.
Motion and a second. Congressman Maker.
Could you please repeat that first amendment on that one?
This one? It's
the one you just...
The one I just read.
Go ahead.
Page 103, line 4716, in occupancy, strike $800,000 and insert $100,000. Same page. Line 4723 and a half, in other, strike 250,000 and insert 950,000.
Okay, that's already been moved and seconded. Any additional amendments, Congresswoman Whitehorn? I thought you said you had four.
I was mistaken, I had three.
Okay. Are there any other amendments to be proposed on ONCA 1848? I've seen none. Okay, next is bill number ONCA 1858, an act to provide an appropriation to the limited liability company Bluestem Ranch LLC in the amount of $350,000 out of the Economic Development Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Okay, seeing none. Next is bill number ONCA 1862, an act to authorize and appropriate $600,000 to Osage Nation Energy Services LLC and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none. Next is bill number ONCA 1868, an act to appropriate the sum of $53,516 to pay the employer portion of insurance costs and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
What was the bill number you just read out?
ONCA 1868.
68.
Okay. Seeing none. Next is bill number ONCA 1873, an act to provide an appropriation to Osage LLC as a capital contribution in the amount of $150,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Whitehorn. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none. Next is resolution number ONCR 1828, a resolution to set the compensation allowance for the boards of the Osage Nation for fiscal years 2019 and 2020. I am the sponsor. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none. Hold on. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Move to suspend the rules.
Can we wait? We have one more.
Do we do it?
Next is ONCR 1830, a resolution to honor the service and sacrifice of our nation's men and women in uniform who have been wounded or killed in the line of duty protecting the freedom enjoyed by all Americans. The sponsor is Congresswoman Pratt. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Pratt.
Page 1, line 17, after Americans strike the period, and insert semicolon, and to acknowledge that August 7th, 2018 has officially been designated as the day in the Osage Nation to remember and recognize veterans who are recipients of the Purple Heart Medal.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Are there any other amendments to be proposed? Okay, seeing none, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to advance bill number ONCA 1838 and resolution number ONCR 1830 to general order day 3 on today's agenda.
Second.
Okay, motion to advance bill numbers ONCA 1848 and ONCR 1830 to general order day 3 on today's agenda. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the bills are advanced. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to advance bill number ONCA 1837, ONCA 1838, ONCA 1858, ONCA 1862, ONCA 1868, ONCA 1873, ONCR 1828, to third reading on today's agenda after engrossment.
Second.
Second.
Is it 73 or 63?
73. Okay, there's a motion and a second to advance the bills that she just read and a resolution. It was seconded. It's a rule suspension. There's no discussion. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the motion carries. We are now on general order day 3, where amendments are voted on in the order received. First bill is ONCA 1848. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Speaker, I was just curious if any member of the table wanted a copy of the amendments that were made. I have copies of the amendments I made.
I do, at least for that bill.
Without objection, we're in short recess to obtain copies of the amendments.
Thank you.